Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast, and thank you for being so faithful. I mean, thousands of people join us each day to hear just a cup of encouragement, and I hope you'll share it with your friends and on your social media networks if it's an encouragement to you. So today, let's talk about something near and dear, and that is, how do we make Christianity beautiful again? I know, there's so many plays on those words, it's just too weird. One of my favorite authors is a fellow by the name of Scott Sauls. He's a Presbyterian pastor, and he has so many wonderful thoughts. But this is where this original thought that I had came from, which was Scott Sauls' thought. How do you make Christianity beautiful again? What would it look like for Christians to be so compelling and loving in our communities and our cities and in this nation that if suddenly we were removed from the world, our non-believing neighbors would miss us terribly? Boy, I got to tell you something. That is different than it would be in most of our circles, would it not? I mean, I find this pretty interesting. Critics can summarize their feelings about many of us as believers the same way Gandhi did when he allegedly said, "I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." Ouch. More recently, there is a journalist named Herb Cain from San Francisco, and his quote was, "The trouble with born-again Christians is that they are an even bigger pain the second time around." Ouch. I mean, I fear that we've earned that. I mean, in some ways, I think the church has absolutely proven that. I've been a follower of Jesus for 50 years now, and I've been an ordained follower of Jesus as a minister now for, well, almost 35 of those years. I can sympathize with how these folks see the church, and as the people of Jesus, we've not always represented him very well. And the church hasn't always done that. But rather than shining a light to the culture, we can become products of the culture, can't we? As those whom Christ has called to be light of the world, the salt of the earth, city on a hill, wow, we've got a long way to go. You know, past and present history really does remind us of some of the horrible things that have been done in the name of Jesus. But that would make the actual Jesus want to flip over a table or two. The Crusades, the Inquisition, the Jewish and Native American genocides, I mean, institutional slavery. I mean, come on. I mean, even when you see these knuckleheads running around saying fags burn in hell at a young man's funeral after he's beaten to death for being gay. I mean, come on. This is crazy. But interestingly, I've been studying a great deal about the prodigal son. When you look at the story of the prodigal son, you realize that the young son who Jesus tells the parable about, who's run off and squandered his daddy's money and lost his good name, had to come home to the father. While the self-righteous older son withholds his love and his acceptance because, let's face it, he's a do-gooder and he looked down on everybody. When you look at Rembrandt's painting, you realize that the father has plenty of room for both, which probably represent all of us. You know, as somebody who wants Christ Church to offer a contagious presence in the world, I have to be motivated by the gospel writer Luke's observation about the first century Christians in the book of Acts. That their quality of life was so rich, their worship was so genuine, their life together so deep, and their love so palpable that according to Acts chapter 2, verse 47, they were having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. That is pretty doggone compelling. Friend, listen, I believe with all my heart we can be that people again. But it starts in our own heart. So today, let's remember Jesus' words in Matthew 4:19. Come, follow me. I think that's what we should do. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.